This program is presented and distributed by Keep the Faith on the web at www.keepthefaith.org.
The gospel which you have just heard read is on the subject of prayer. And it is one in which the disciples came to our Lord and asked him, "How should we pray?" And in answer, he gave them the prayer, which we know so well, the Our Father. Now I'm going to describe the Our Father to you and explain it to you. Notice that our blessed Lord said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Our Lord did not say, My Father. It is interesting to go through the Gospels and note that never once did our Lord say of you and me and himself, Our Father. He said, I will ascend to my Father and your Father. Never our Father. Why? Because he is God. He's the natural Son of God. We're only the adopted children. And he makes that distinction. So he says to us, when you pray, you say, Our Father. Now, we do not get the full impact of this. But just put yourself in the mentality of the Jews who heard it. Remember that the name of God was so sacred to the Jews that there was one name for him they would never pronounce. It was too sacred. And even in the Old Testament, we find only two or three instances in which God is called Father, and then there's always another word to modify it. They were so very careful to glorify the Heavenly Father. Now, when we come, however, to our blessed Lord, see the familiarity with which he talks about his Father. He said, my Father's working until now, and I work. The night of the Last Supper, when Philip said, show us the Father, our Lord said, Philip, have I been with you all this time? And still you do not understand? The Father and I are one. So the Jews, therefore, stood at a great distance from the name of God. Now our blessed Lord used a word which we use only when we're children. When our blessed Lord spoke to his Heavenly Father, he used very often, and probably throughout the entire Gospel, but we know on certain occasions, he used the word Abba, A-B-B-A. It is not a good Aramaic word. And our Lord spoke Aramaic. What is Abba for Father? Is it just Father in the abstract sense of the word? No. Children have a pet name for their father. It might, for example, at the very beginning of a child's life, be Dada. Now, that's what Abba means. It was a child's name for the father. So contrast on one side the fear of the Jews of ever pronouncing the name of God, and then our blessed Lord coming to earth and calling him Abba. That's why they picked up stones on three occasions to kill him. And he said, why do you do this? And they said, because you made yourself one with the Father. Sure, his nature was one with the Father. And so important is this word, Abba, that when St. Paul began preaching the gospel of our Lord to the Greeks, when he wrote in Greek. He took the Aramaic word Abba and kept it in the Greek. So that in two of his letters, one of them in the Romans and the other to the Galatians, he tells his people, remember that your father is Abba. That he has given you the spirit of adoption to be his children. So this is the beginning of the Our Father. Our Father. Then who art in heaven. We start above. We can never lift ourselves with the lobes of our ears. We live in a horizontal world where we believe we help one another, but the real help that makes us new creatures and children of God has to come from above. And our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That means, may it be sanctified, may it be glorified, and may you be worshipped.